We don't get grace. Grace gets us. Let's talk on Key Life.
This is Key Life. We're here to communicate the freeing truth that God's not mad at his children. Zach Van Dyke is the teaching pastor at Summit Church here in Orlando, and he's been teaching us all this week. If you've discovered that just trying harder doesn't make you better, then welcome to the party.
Thank you, Matthew. And y'all, thank you for tuning in all this week. I know it's meant so much to me to be able to talk through some of this because I need to be reminded about grace again and again and again. In fact, it's the only reason I'm still here. It's the only reason I'm still doing this work. But as we've talked about grace this week, I wonder what's come to your mind? At the beginning of the week, I said, when I say we're going to spend a week talking about grace, what happens to you emotionally? Do you get excited? Is there a deep sigh of relief? Like, oh man, I so needed this. I didn't need to be hit over the head with rules and expectations. And, you know, I didn't need to be convicted of how I'm living in ways that I ought not live. Like, I just need to be reminded of grace this week. Or, were you uneasy? Were you uneasy because you think, well, if you focus on grace, I'm not going to get any better. In fact, I'll probably get worse. Or maybe you have a response to grace because you've seen it be abused by others. But as we've talked about this week, has that changed at all? Have you thought differently? All week we've been looking at Titus 2:11, and it was this little verse that I used in a sermon just as I was about to say as a throwaway, but it's not. Scripture's never a throwaway, but it wasn't the point of the sermon. It was a helpful verse to move the sermon along. But I didn't really spend a lot of time in it. I didn't think about it much. It just kind of was part of the sermon, but then it grabbed hold of me and it wouldn't let me go. In fact, I tried not to think about it, but it just kept coming to mind again and again and again. And it's the verse we're looking at this week. It's the verse we've been looking at all week, Titus 2:11, which says this: "For the grace of God appeared that offers salvation to all people." And we started by talking about, okay, so what is just grace? And by definition, grace is unearned. It's undeserved. In fact, we talked about the illustration from the book or the movie or the musical Les Mis, where a priest offers a man who has wronged him candlesticks. In fact, when he deserved to go to prison, he was not only freed from going back to prison, but he was given something even greater. He was given these silver candlesticks. So grace is undeserved. It's getting the opposite of what you deserve. For the grace of God appeared. We talked about how that word appeared in the original Greek was a word that was often used in Greek literature to describe the arrival of a god or of the hero who's going to rescue his people. So what Paul is telling us here in Titus 2:11 is that grace isn't just an action. It's not just an attitude. It's not just something that people show one another, but grace actually became a person. Grace appeared. Grace is Jesus Christ. When Jesus came on the scene, when the second person of the Trinity put on flesh, he appeared and was the hero of our story, the great rescuer. So for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation. Yesterday, we spent the whole time just talking about salvation. And what is salvation? It's exchanging places with us. It's Jesus taking our sin and giving us his righteousness. On the cross, Jesus switched places with us. Jesus came and lived the life that you and I were designed to live perfectly. He was perfectly obedient, so that he could die the death we deserve on the cross, so that the wrath of God could be poured out on him and not us, because we've got a holy and a just God. God can't just overlook sin. He can't just give us a pass. He's holy. So Jesus took our place. He exchanged places with us. That is what it means by offering salvation to us. So for the grace of God appeared that offers salvation to all people. Do we believe that? Grace for everyone. Everyone. Do you believe that grace is offered to all? I know there are people you look at and you think, there's no way that person could ever be saved. There's just no way. Their heart's too hard. They're too far from God. Their lifestyle, their views, their political views, like they're too much. There's no way. Now, maybe you wouldn't say that out loud, but my guess is if you're really honest, there are people that you feel that way about. I think I've told y'all before that for about, it might be going on 10 years now, I have prayed for Bill Maher. If you know Bill Maher, he's about as anti-Christian as they come. He even did a whole documentary making fun of Christians. And but you know, there's something about him that God just put him on my heart about 10 years ago, and I pray often for his salvation. And then I get to a verse like Titus 2:11, and I remember that my prayer isn't in vain. For the grace of God appeared that offers salvation to all people. Do you believe that? Do you believe that there is grace for all? Gordon MacDonald said that the world can do almost anything as well or better than the church. You need not be a Christian to build houses, feed the hungry, or heal the sick. He says there is only one thing the world cannot do. It cannot offer grace. Y'all, that's all we got. And it's what everyone needs. You know, I was so worried about going into ministry as a job, and I started this week telling you that. I really resisted it. I fought. I kicked and screamed. And there's still days where I'm like, God, can I get out? Can you let me go? Can I go be an accountant? But not really, because I didn't do good in math. But is there something else for me? But I was mostly fearful that this kind of work would make me self-righteous, because that's my bent. But it's not just me. It's all of our bents. Even people who aren't religious are desperately trying to save themselves. Bill Maher is desperately trying to save himself. Why are people working so hard at being woke or being on the right side of history or working more hours than anyone else in their business or losing the most weight or having an 8-pack, which that doesn't even make sense, right? Why are people working so hard? It's the same reason that religious people are trying so hard to be holy enough. Because without grace, our only hope is getting it right. And getting it right every single time. We're all striving. We're all working so hard. My gosh, this Christian of the Year trophy that I'm staring at right now, I worked so dang hard for that thing. It was not, I know some of you think it was probably easy. No, it was not easy. I had to work for that. But what does Jesus say? Jesus says, come to me. Come to me if you've messed it up. If you've labored hard, if you've worked your fingers down to the bone, if you're beat up, if you're weary, if you've messed up again and again and again, if that one addiction just doesn't let you go, what does Jesus say? He says, come to me and I'll beat you up some more. No, he says, and I will give you rest. I run away from this work. I want to run away from this work because in doing this work, you find such little grace. But there's no grace anywhere else. So I stay. When I was starting as a youth pastor, I met a college student who had grown up in the same church that I was now serving, but I didn't really know him. And he had led worship at the church in high school. He was a really good singer, and he would come home on some weekends and lead worship. But word started getting out that he was living a life that was very counter to the life that we would say represents godliness. And eventually he was asked to step down from singing, which I get made a lot of sense. But really, in being asked to step down, he was also kind of discarded. And he asked to meet with me. And again, I didn't really know him, and I was so nervous. I didn't know what the meeting would be like. And he looked at me and he said, "I'm not mad at the church. I know I'm messy. And I don't even know what I think about all this and the choices that I'm making. And I know it could get awkward or uncomfortable for me to still be around, to be a part of the church. But I wish that I could be." But y'all, he can. That's all of us. There's grace for all. It is the last best word. Who needs you to give them the candlesticks? Grace is Jesus. He offers salvation to all people. He has never rejected one who comes to him, and he never will. And I thank God it's all about grace.
Thank you, Zach. That was Pastor Zach Van Dyke wrapping up his week-long series on grace. If you missed any episodes, do stop by keylife.org and check them out. Really good stuff. And of course, Steve will return tomorrow with our friend Pete Allinson for Friday Q&A. Tomorrow, they'll field this question, among others. Is it okay to get angry? Boy, I hope the answer is yes, but let's tune in together and find out, all right? Well, if anybody knows about family, it would be Zach Van Dyke. By my count, he has like 17 kids, which is awesome. But here at Key Life, we have something we call the Key Life CD family. Now, that's the group of folks who receive two free CDs from Steve each and every year as funds permit. These CDs are from talks at various events where Steve speaks throughout the year. Usually, this is audio that hasn't been heard anywhere else previously. So get in on this right now by calling 1-800-KEY-LIFE. That's 1-800-539-5433. You can also drop an email to steve@keylife.org and ask for the CDs. By mail, send a request to Key Life Network, P.O. Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. If you're in Canada, mail us at Key Life Canada, P.O. Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L 6J8. Just ask for the free CDs from Steve. Well, our mission here at Key Life is to share the message of God's radical grace to sinners and sufferers. You can help us with that mission just through your giving. Charge a gift on your credit card or include a gift in your envelope. Or grab your phone and text Key Life to 28950. That's 28950. Key Life is a member of ECFA in the States and 4C in Canada, and we are a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.